You're listening to WARE Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanak mashaguit avantutun hayu barzankane. Yevurvor hayrini yakegelisvin hon hayrinikavokshe. Good morning. It is Sunday, October the 11th. Established here in Providence, Rhode Island in 1947, you're listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Tarayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster, George Gasparian. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հրավաձ էիր որոշտեղը պազմահազար հայերու և ոդարներու գողմե։ Հայերու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույքը գարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնդրը զայն իր անուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դունենու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց զդաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանկստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածենու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պիտի շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը միս ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
We did have four passings that happened in the last week here in our community. Gagik Gago Magarichan passed away unexpectedly on Friday, October 2nd. He was the beloved son of Vera and the late Rafig Magarichan. He was 41 years old. Besides his mother, he leaves behind his brother, Mikael, Mike Magarichan, and his wife, Ani Tovmashan, as well as his niece, Vera, and nephew, Robert. Gago was born in Yerevan, Armenia, and moved to Rhode Island with his family when he was 12 years old. He worked in auto sales for many years and was very proud of his Armenian heritage and loved being with his family and friends. Gago was the life of the party and lit up any room when he walked in. Funeral services were held last week from St. Sahag and St. Mesrob Church. Our condolences to the Magarichan family. October 3rd, Berj Ketli of West Warwick passed away. He was a beloved husband of Takuhi Ketli. He was age 95. Born in Istanbul, Turkey, he was son of the late Levon Inyeranuhi Ketli. Birch was a merchant in the wholesale leather industry for many years. Besides his wife, he was a dear twin brother of the late Vahe Catley and his wife Carmen of Montreal, loving uncle of Michael Tafarian and his wife Patricia of Narragansett, and dear cousin of Irma Basmajian of Montreal. Funeral services were held last week from St. Sahag and St. Mesrub Church. Our condolences to the Catley family. And Dolores Natalie Andrushkin passed away October 7th. She was survived by her devoted husband of 65 years, Varkes Andrushkin, and her three daughters, Lori, Christine, and Catherine Andrushkin Doolittle, with son-in-law Theodore, beloved grandchildren, Anais, Eve, and Wyatt Doolittle of West Hartford, Connecticut. Her nephew, Jeffrey Gulgasian, and wife, Rosemary, and daughter Marissa and Neil Gail Gulgasian. She was predeceased by her sister Gloria Bogosian and niece Tanya Bogosian. Dolores graduated from Cranston High School in 1948 and earned a BA in primary education from Rhode Island College in 1952. Her career as a dedicated and caring elementary school teacher spanned almost four decades between Cranston, Rhode Island and West Hartford, Connecticut, and finally East Providence, Rhode Island. Her funeral services were held yesterday from St. Vartanants Armenian Church. Our condolences to the Andrushkin family. And the following is from Stephen Almation. Not sure how I'll get through this one, but I'm doing my best. Elizabeth Almation, Steve's mom, his best friend, passed away this Thursday morning at the age of 94. She meant everything to Stephen, and now God has taken her to be with her husband, Nishan, her parents, Nishan and Araxi, and her brother, John. And this is Stephen writing this. Steve says, he must say she fought the good fight right until the end. Elizabeth Betty was born in Dorchester, Massachusetts in December of 1925. She would go on to live in her grandmother's home. Stephen and his siblings would go to his grandmother's home every Sunday when they were kids. The third floor flat is still vivid in his mind. I'm going to read it as if I'm Stephen. My mom met my dad at his brother's wedding, and the rest is history. She would move to Providence and took on the job of wife, mom, and homemaker. She was a kind and genuine person, always putting her family before herself. Along with Steve are his brother Mike and sister Roxanne. Steve recalls a time when they were kids and lighting off fireworks on the 4th of July. My father worked nights. Someone called the police. They showed up at our house first. My mom asked the cop why they were at his house first and why they came there. She told him to start at the corner house and go in line, and when it was our turn, she would speak to him. Oh, I love Armenian mothers. I was so proud of her that day. She had some close calls over the years with some surgeries, but always bounced back. Father time may have won this time, but our faith is strong, and now she can rest peacefully. We are blessed to have so many family and friends that have always made her feel welcome. She was my date whenever we went out to a dinner dance, a ride to the beach, visiting friends out for dinner, or to watch a baseball game at family friends' houses. She never asked for much. She did like Michael Bublé and saw him 7 times in the last 10 years, once climbing to the top stairs of the Boston Garden. She saw him in Worcester and at Mohegan Sun. Her last time was at the Providence Civic Center just last fall, this time in the handicap seating. She and my dad did everything together. Their joy was in taking care of their family. When Natalie and Stephanie arrived, their two granddaughters, they felt blessed. They lived upstairs in our house for years, but spent the better part of their days with us. Nat and her husband Ryan gave her a great-grandchild named Nicholas, who she held in her arms just last week. Steve's written about other family losses for many years now, and it's time to write about his own mother. Thank God we are all believers in this house. I'm certain I will see her again, and she will be doing just fine. I believe this with all my heart. There are many people to thank for making her last 14 years so good since my dad passed away. The list is endless. Rest in peace, Elizabeth Almation, Mom. Job very well done. From your son, Stephen Almation. Stephen, all I can say is you're one in a million. How proud she is of all of her children, but especially of you. Our special condolences to the Almation family. We love you, Steve. Evading this morning will especially be for Elizabeth Betty Almation. And with our Dottie Litz is October 11, 2004. Today is the 16th Dottie of Elizabeth Avedisian. October 11, 2000. Today is the 20th Dottie of Vahe Samorian. October 11, 1993. Today is the 27th Dottie Litz of Harry Samorian Jr. October 12, 1995. Monday is the 25th Dottie of Peter Bedros Bayan. October 13, 2015. Tuesday is the 5th Dottie Litz of Aram Darnabedian. October 13, 2001, Tuesday is the 19th Dottie of Bizad Garabedian. October 14, 2001. Excuse me. October 14, 2009. Wednesday is the 11th Dalit of Haruchun Armudyan. October 14, 2018. Wednesday is the 2nd Dalit of Avedis Apkarian. October 14, 2004. Wednesday is the 16th Dalit of Peter Garabedian. October 15, 2004. Thursday is the 16th Dalit of Varkes Makarian. October 15th. 2009, Thursday is the 11th Dadalitz of Beverly Kashmanian. October 16, 2014, Friday is the 6th Dadalitz of Helen Mkhitaryan. October 16, 2018, Friday is the 2nd Dadalitz of Anna Darmanjan. October 16, 1996, Friday is the 24th Dadalitz of Eliz Erenoshan. October 16, 2000, Friday is the 20th anniversary of Carl Klein. October 16, 2015, Friday is the 5th Dadalitz of Deacon Suren Murajan. October 17, 1996, Saturday is the 24th Dadalitz of Merlanti Tarakshan. October 17, 1997, Saturday is the 23rd Dadalitz of Margaret Jaskalian. October 17, 2000, Saturday is the 20th Dadalitz of Jirai Meradian. October 17, 2000, it is the 20th Dadalitz Saturday of Kurken Khashadurian. October 17, 2001, Saturday is the 19th Dadalitz of Nivart Aramian. October 17, 2004, Saturday is the 16th Dadalitz of John Gulasarian. And October 17, 2013, Saturday is the 7th Dadalitz of Dr. Vahe Pahigyan. You know, as I read these Dadalitzes year after year, I've noticed certain weeks, a bevy of wonderful people pass away at the exact same time. I wax poetic, but you know, sometimes I think that it's an express elevator right to the top. I don't know, but we're all very sad when people pass, but when you think about it, they're moving to the next life, and it's a beautiful thing. And I don't know. I think the Irish, they celebrate it more. But I know we're all sad to lose our loved ones, but I totally believe we will see them again, and they're watching over us, and that's enough about that. Iverin, especially for Elizabeth Almation.
Iverin, yeah. No!
And we have some wonderful news going on today at St. Sahagin St. Mesrob Church. The ordination of Subdeacon Garen Magardichin to the rank of deacon by the hand of His Grace Bishop Daniel Fendikyan going on today. Divine Liturgy beginning at 10 a.m. sharp. And the Divine Liturgy, again, will be by His Grace Bishop Daniel Fendikyan, primate. And limited seating, and I believe it's going to be first come, first serve. Please remember to wear your masks, and Holy Communion will be offered following confession at the conclusion of Divine Liturgy, by the way. And congratulations to Garen Magardichin. Garen is the son of Rina and Stephen Magardichin, grandson of Peter and Lucy Magardichin, and Der Nerses and Yeretskin Aurora Jebejan, twin brother of Mari Magardichin, and nephew of Haisup Aden Jebejan. Congrats to the entire family at this wonderful occasion. And let's put this song on.
Read.
And from there, we're going to go to birthday greetings. Karen Caprellian Pilla, turning 29 one more time, October 13th. And, you know, I always play this for Manu and his mom. They have the birthdays in November. But, Karen, this one's for you. It's your mom's song, Gumri. Happy birthday, Karen.
To the Armenians, October is Cultural Month. The Armenian folk song and dance, as the folk songs and dances of all nationalities, has its mode of expression. Each nationality has customs that best express its character, manifested through its folklore, speech, music, movements, costume, and art forms. Through the centuries, many ancient people have ceased to exist and many others have come into being, but the chain of continuity of mankind has never been broken. In the course of transferal and continuity of nationalities, certain customs have lost their authentic form and have undergone changes along with their religions and creeds, but there has remained the basic national character. Especially, people who have remained attached to their native soil have developed and have retained over the centuries their distinct manner of expressing, through song and dance, their joys and sorrows, as well as their appreciation for the bounties of nature. Armenians have been one such people.
Ազգերու պարկը գերդված է իր մշակույթով, քիրով, քրագանությունով, լեզվով, երաժշտություններով, ջարդարաբեդությունով եւ այլն. Հայուն համար մշակույթը եղած է վահան հավատո եւ սույն լուսո, թեմի հույսին, պարկին, երանության ու դևագանության։ Հայազգը որքան հալածված, որքան չարչարված, փոքրածուն, բայց շնորհիվ իր մշակույթին ուժով, արժեքավորած է ինքնին և կոչելդված է մշակույթի ռահվիրան արևելքի մեջ։
Now, typically, you know, in Cultural Month, we'd be listening to the Anush Opera the second weekend. But, you know, with everything that's going on in our homeland, in Armenia and in Artsakh, we're going to do a little bit of our cultural programming. But this is our culture, and we're trying to survive. So we're going to do a little bit of both. But right now, let's listen to Shammy.
We have with us, first of all, let me state that the month of October has been designated by the Armenians as Cultural Month. On this occasion, we have with us the pastor of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop Armenian Apostolic Church, the Reverend Father Haig Donigyan.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. These were the very first words from the Holy Bible written in the new found Armenian alphabet. Every year in October, we commemorate the Armenian culture through press and pulpit, and our church celebrates in that month the memory of our holy translators. Our blessed forefathers had well understood the significance of that divine miracle which transformed us into a people possessing a rich cultural life and made us a nation able to preserve its integrity and individuality, its dreams of grandeur, and its creative faculties. It is for that reason that the Armenian Church exalts the name and accomplishments of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop through other feasts as well, as if to suggest that no matter how much we extol and acclaim their achievement, we can never pay the eternal debt we owe them. Almost all the European languages have the same word for culture, the Latin root, which means also adoration. The cultivation of the soil, which produces bread, and the cultivation of the mind and spirit, which gives enlightenment and causes the beauty and goodness to blossom, are equally sacred and reverential act, and our wonderful church has had that realization centuries ago when the word culture was unknown to the great peoples of today. When we consider the language of the Bible, the queen of translations, we are at once struck by the fact that it is as inexplicable a miracle as the invention of the alphabet. It is a well-known fact that for ever and over 100 years, in the schools established by St. Gregory the Eliminator and Nerses the Great, translators were trained for the purpose of rendering the Holy Bible into Armenian verbally. But no matter how well trained they may have been in that task, in view of the fact that there had been no previous attempt at writing, and that before the invention of the alphabet there had existed not even one Armenian word spelled with foreign alphabets, we are simply amazed how it was that they were able to put to writing all at once so perfect a language with its complex and perfect grammar and a beautiful style of its own. Philologists point out that the Holy Bible, which Luther translated, played a decisive role in the formulation and refinement of the German language. Similarly, the King James Version of the Holy Bible is said to be a model of the purity and orderliness of the English language. The Divine Comedy of Dante, written in the language which the people of the Middle Ages could understand, is one of the most perfect examples of the Italian language. How can we not feel proud when 1,000 or more years before those celebrated projects, which ushered new eras for the great nations, the noble pathfinders of the Armenian intellect had already performed that service for the Armenian language? It should be borne in mind that they translated the Holy Bible, giving to it the profound, meaningful title, The Breath of God, which exists only in Armenian, so that the people could understand it in the language spoken at the time. Thus, in the course of less than one century, the Armenian intellect reached the zenith of its creative abilities, fashioning its golden age some 1500 years ago and giving us priceless gems so that the Armenian people might continue to live and create with all the facets of their nation genius. Today is our privilege to possess it and walk by it, and our obligation as trustees is to transmit it to our children and grandchildren. May the spirit of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop strengthen us with faith, love, wisdom, and knowledge for the Armenian language and the Christian religion. Amen.
This was taped 45 years ago, 1975.
Ay Jogovurtin Parka. Երջանկահիշատակ Քարեքին Կաթողիկոս թեմիս իր առաջնորդության շրջանին իմաստուն գարգատուրչում մնելով های مشاویتی آمیز ترچاگیت سپتامبره. آنور نبادگنه مصنوار هانتی سوچونرو بانزاتنل لوسابوروتیان همار حیات بوسکتارین منچه مروره از گین اندریال زواک درونگوه مه مشاویتی گالوازین مچ چر پروات وستگنره. آمین داری، آمین تارو، آمین اوریک مردکوتیان استوار هویلین مچ گه هانتی بینک شدکی جانکم اردگار کورین هرادس، هستگادس، متکی و سردی ارژانیک نرو اندریال نرو ورانک گجان چوین وربس هنجاره غزنونت نر و امپوخ گه هدوی ایتمت ایماتاگان لویسین ایسپس ین سورت مسروب مشتوت یرب سورب سحاک بارتیف مر پیورایین لوساشوغ یرگو استخیره ورانت شدگین امن هکتمپرین گخمپ وینک بردگالو مر خانتاگدانک نو یرختی که هنتب ایرنت آنسین او کردین ورکان جکنینگ اچهر یف سونگنر لیتسننگ بادارک او کواپنگان آغوت نرو یوست گاروخ چنگ و جارل این هسکایگان بارد که ور اونینگ هنتب مر مزاکوین دیدان نرون سورب سحاک یف سورب مسروبی ورانس نمان نرون شد سانسارورین گه هنتی بینگ از گیرو واتنوتیان اچهرون مچ نویروازم نر سورت مسروب اراکیال ما استودمه استودزاین دسیلت نروف کده بنتواد زور لویس سپرازه های مشاگویتین لویسی جان پان کاروزاد یوی پرژارانگ توغازه از گین لوسو اراکیال نر وربسی ایرکورز ها برجاتنن ایت انتوراد زینوار نر های مشاگویتی چاها ور پرناد امور ایرنس گروهی پازوک نرون میچ تاریر شارونک پارتر باهتین های آنونه، های بادیوه، یف های مشاگویته. ارتاریو شد پنگ باردینک، ایماتاگانو تیامب اوشدواد مر مشاگ نرون، ورانک هجاخ ارهامارلوو امن دساگی خود جدود نره، خوناو نگو نرو میچ، گامگیان کی تارن بایمان نروو، گاروغاتر ین هرستات نل، های مشاگویته ایرنس پازمایرس استغزاکرزوچون نروو. دورکی ایت حدوچومه شارونگاگان ایغاد مر باتنوچیان امپوچ انتاتسکین مرد آراد یه مرد النواز کنگوف سگاین خورکوون و میچوگوو هاروست هایه اور ورال کتنوازه میشت ایر یگیغتو هوانیین داگ ابراد و جان چوازه وربس مشاگویت اسر جغوورد مشاگویت یه جغوورد ایرارمی امپاجان ین یه مگه میسین لراتوسی چه یرکه الله تندوتیان گام وح بی آورن، جوورتی مهکین هرازات آردات ولاتون نه، ایسک های یرک نوی راجو شدیونه، ایرابس ابرت نهله مر مشاغویته، آنهات نره جوورتی ممارمینه گازمن، آرвестاکت نرنیان آنور هکین، جوورت ما ور چونی آرвестاکت یراجیشت نگاریچ پناسترت چونی هکی، او آمبچار اوش دگانوخ کمرنی. های جغوورت ایر یرک هزارم یا کویوتیان شاویغین زاروغوواز اروستاکت نروف ورانگ وار با هادزین آنور حکین هایوچ لزون ایت واغمی هغاگارگاچ وداگ تهیو میشت ازاد ایر انتاتسکین اوغاگاتسکین مچ شنوری میاتسیال نهانک دیرو هورنگال امارتاسر ویراپیرومین ورگا هرکی پوکرماسو چون نرو آن هداگانو چونه لزون اموشاگویت وگه کچالره آنونت اوسوچومه هراوروتیان پندگان بایمان نروف دزیوراد و نوستراتاد مر گیانکی آروریای مچ هزیو گاتیل گاتیل گهوسی مر اندانیک نرن نرس یه مر منوگ نره لیووین اندغیاگین مر حیرنی پارپارین باباگادزین مر یرداسارت سرونتی سردره حیوچ لزوین حیوچ آوانتوچون نرون و بادموتیان من که هاوادانگ ته یته هایرر و مایرر میاین و میاین چانک مانن هایرن خوسیل ایرن زباق نرونت کنه دونرن نرس هایوت لزوی وداغ گرگین اوش گروه بیدی آرنه و بیدی هورتی های دونرن نرس ابرتسنلوف مر لزون و مشاگویت ایس هراور اپرون های جغوورت بور کریستنویتیان لسوف اراشتورتواد یو اینک نروی مشاگویتی سنون توف زوراتاز تاریر شارونگ اولی سردوف چرگرنار ارده های دل ایر باشتامون که هنتب ایر وسکتارو مزرون یف هنتب این کرکین որ աստուծո շունչ ունի իր մեջ եւ Էգեն տանի միշտ։ Ուրեմն, սիրելի հայորդիներ, պետք է եւ մենք պահենք ազգայի միության փարոյական հիմերը, սիրենք հայ լեզուն եւ մշակույթը, սիրենք Սուրբ Գիրքը, որ ներշնչարանը եղավ հայ կյանքին։ Ահա այնադեն մենք ուրախությամբ պիտի կարող ենք իրար ուսել։ Արի եղբայր, փարափանենք բարձրապարփար հայոց լեզուն, մեր սուր սրդի ճուր, մեր ցերքի ճուր, մեր հոգուլար հայոց լեզուն, փառք հայ մտքի եւ հոգի անմահ լուսավորիչներուն, ամեն։
Armenians throughout the diaspora have been coming together to protest the aggression of Azerbaijan and Turkey against the Armenians in Artsakh. This week we gathered at the Rhode Island State House twice. Peaceful protests are happening throughout all major cities here in the United States and abroad. There is one today, in fact, in New York City. New York City's a 2.5-hour drive from Rhode Island. If you're available today, October 11th, Sunday, 1 to 3 o'clock, St. Vartan Cathedral is where we'll be meeting, 630 2nd Avenue, New York City. This is sponsored by the Knights of Vartan, the Times Square Armenian Genocide Commemoration Committee. And again, this is a protest happening today. We're gathering to support our brothers and sisters in Artsakh, happening again 1 o'clock today, St. Vartan Cathedral Park, 630 2nd Avenue, New York City. And, throughout social media, there are many, many calls to donate, to help, and it's never more important than right now. They need our support. There was a ceasefire, and it's been broken, and fighting is happening as we speak. And the following I found, it's an article written by Asped Kochikyan. He's a senior lecturer at the Global Studies Department at Bentley University. This was published October 8th in Al Jazeera. As the all-out war between Armenia and Azerbaijan is still underway, with no reliable and definitive reports on either side's achievements, what is becoming clear is that the repercussions of this war will be larger than the casualty count as a new regional framework is developing to deal with the conflict. The thawing of the frozen conflict in Nagorno-Karabakh between Armenia and Azerbaijan has been months in the making. After border skirmishes between Armenia and Azerbaijan in July, Ankara increased its rhetoric against Armenia in August on the centennial of the Treaty of Sevres. In the wake of Turkish-Azerbaijani joint military exercises in late July and early August. Subsequently, reports of increased Turkish military support and transfer of military equipment to Azerbaijan began to circulate. Speeches at the 75th UN General Assembly by the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan, only days before the start of a large-scale military operations on September 27th, also foreshadowed the escalation. In their speeches, both Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan and Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev used caution language. The former aimed at the growing involvement of Turkey, the latter of the lack of diplomatic progress and continued Armenian intransigence. Since the early 1990s, negotiations for resolving the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict have been deeply entrenched in the Minsk process, a Euro-Atlantic framework that also includes Russia and Turkey. However, by many accounts, the Minsk group has run its course without achieving any tangible results. Moreover, there is increased perception, especially on the part of Azerbaijan, that the Minsk group is unable or unwilling to provide an effective resolution to the conflict. This analysis of Russia and Turkey's official reactions to the escalation provides observers with a sense of how the latest violent thaw might be a prelude to a shift in the framework of the conflict, from a Euro-Atlantic endeavor to a regional one. In that shift, Turkey's unequivocal support for and military presence in Azerbaijan has been met with relative Completely passive reaction from Russia manifested in the form of a call on both sides to restrain from escalating the war, a position that puts the perception that Russia is Armenia's strategic ally in doubt. Furthermore, Turkey's active participation in the conflict in a region that Russia considers to be its backyard can be viewed with the prism of Moscow and Ankara's gravitation towards a synergy on several foreign policy fronts. Now, this article goes on and it continues. Armenia's never needed our help more than right now. There are two main charities to make your donations to help support our brothers and sisters in Armenia. You know, Armenia's not very large when you compare it to Azerbaijan and Turkey. They dwarf our numbers. And, you know, Armenians are very strong. We won't give up our land. And please make your donations. I'm going to give you those websites in just a moment.
Սարաչ իմա աղոտքի ձայնեքո իմ մտքու ամեն մի փամփուշտից ինձ փրկու լուրես հավատով սպասու որ կա թե որոնք նեմ ես տեղնի մի եղբայրը կբերի խաղաղ երկինք ես մա Հերոս տղերքը մեր, ելան բարձունք դիվեր, զովել չկա տղեր, կրվի ժամի։ Սա հայրենիքն է մեր, սուրպով ու հորով է, պիտի ծնգի կա թշնամի։
Today, Armenian men and women are fighting valiantly to preserve and to keep their homeland while the enemies of peace continue to strike even civilian targets. I know that this is unacceptable for each person who is of Armenian origin, related to an Armenian, a member of the Armenian community, in a church through association, marriage, or friendship, and even our friends who are lovers of peace. We all want to be a soldier for Armenia and Artsakh in various ways. You can and must join this fight now. Please help donate. You can donate to himnadram.org, www.himnadram.org, or www.armeniafund.org, armeniafund.org. Please help Armenians.
Got to stop me.
Whether you go online, there are many, many charities looking for your donations. Go online, social media. Everyone is supporting the Armenians, and just read up about it if you're, you know, a non-Armenian and you don't know what's going on. It's all over the social media. We're trying to get the news involved, and write your politicians and take a stand. Help save Artsakh and our brothers and sisters. And please keep in mind today at St. Sagan, St. Mesrub Church, please, if you're going to church, remember to wear your mask. Churches are open, and you just need to wear your mask going in. And please check the websites. There is so much going on in our community. On the 24th Saturday, it's Armenian Fest to go at St. Zvartsanan's Church. Remember, Armenian Fest to go. So you'll be picking up food and prepackaged pastries, yalanchi, kufte. It's all on reservation, so you have to pre-order by calling 401-248-4969. 401-248-4969. And again, you can go online, make your reservations, or call St. Zvartsanan's Church office to get more information about that. And keep in mind, Bible study going on as well, St. Zvartsanan's Church, Monday night, 7 o'clock. That's with Dedhide Capriel. Sunday school is beginning next Sunday at St. Sagan, St. Mesrub Church. You can call Superintendent Onanian for more information on that. But Sunday school is beginning next Sunday. And with that, let's go to Harut Pambukjan.
Kaç ara bulduk hazır, hay hazır. Canı terör hassatan, hay kamamor nevi zambon bir azadır kayatan. Hay hazır, hay hazır. Canı terör hassatan, ara bu işi bu tepkik bir azadır kayatan. Hay hazır, hay hazır. Canı terör hassatan, hay kamamor nevi zambon bir azadır kayatan. Hay hazır, hay hazır. Żadne terror hasatan, nie gra tu i drusiny, to bit a ta węcha jasna.
And just a reminder, next Sunday there'll be a bake sale for Arsakh, Armenia in Arsakh, Sunday, October 18th from 12 to 4 o'clock, St. Sag, St. Mesrob Hall. For more information, you got to give them your, tell them what you want. 401-529-2838 with Siranosh. 401-529-2838. Bake sale to support Armenia in Arsakh.
Yurkatarat sıkran kaderov koçmen sarer u aslan. Hay hacir, hay hacir, jamne meror hasatan. Mir yeragu indruşi ne kopit azaten hayastan. Hay hacir, hay hacir, jamne meror hasatan. Hay kamamor ney kam kopit azaten hayastan. Sere bak yur nemrut sarum yırtvil davet kacerum. Sere bak yur nemrut sarum yırtvil davet kacerum. Hayrini gizsirun hamar kam mahkam azadusyun. Hayrini gizsirun hamar kam mahkam azadusyun.
As Dad always says, Urachatsur, Gurachanas, Merjamanagalaratsav Shagalchun, Senin Hamar, Sedesuchun Minchev, Harachiga, Giragiaravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour. We are live and in color. You've been listening to us on WARA Attleboro. You can hear us any day, anytime on the internet, ArmenianRadioHour.com. Thanks to webmaster George Gasparian. We're heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Again, any day, anytime on the internet, ArmenianRadioHour.com. You can write me, Sona, at Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. Happy Sunday.